Welcome to Women of Hope. My name is Penny Mulvey. Last week, Glenn Williams of Focus on the Family and Beth Allison from CareForce Recovery Ministries joined to talk about differences, specifically gender and generational. Living here in Australia, there is another very noticeable difference, and that is the variety of different skin colours. We're a nation of many cultures. My work colleagues come from Sri Lanka, England, America, China, Hong Kong, Singapore, Vietnam, and Australia. Truly multicultural. The more we interact with people from different countries and cultures, the more we come to appreciate that we are both different and the same. Our needs and desires are the same. Sure, we might see the world differently. Our experiences and our culture will give us a different perspective. But that does not mean we don't want the best for our families. We all want and need love and acceptance. We all yearn for something bigger than ourselves. How do we see the world differently? Poverty brings an entirely different perspective. Beth Mortiz Flores from International Needs in the Philippines will join me shortly to talk about her understanding of cultural difference. Stay with us on Women of Hope. You're listening to Women of Hope, and joining me to talk about cultural difference is Beth Mortiz Flores from the Philippines. Thanks for your company. Hello, yes. Beth.
Hello. Hello, Penny.
Now, you are Filipino.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And I'm Australian. We're from two different countries and we're from two different cultures.
Okay.
But it's really important that we understand each other, isn't
that
it?
That is very true.
Unfortunately, in the world, it doesn't always work that way.
Yes, because probably for culture, cultural differences and mentality and things like bicolor, we are different. But yes, but I believe that we have to really work together.
I think that differences are what causes the world so many problems.
Yes, I believe that too.
Cultural differences, yes, religious differences, sexual differences, personality,
yes,
differences.
All of the differences.
Yes. Somehow we don't seem to have empathy for each other. Why do you think it is important that we can overcome our differences and walk together?
I believe that because of the differences that we have, like, even if you look around our world, everybody is different. And if we will magnify on the differences, then it will be a chaotic world to live in. But if we will really look on how we can work together and live together, or probably accept each other's differences and move on to where we could work together, I think it would be a better world. And I really, really believe in that.
Because the differences are what makes the world rich, aren't they? And if we're all the same, it would be pretty boring.
That is true. There was a quote I heard before that says, uniformity and against unity. But because when you have uniformity, it's a boring world. But then you could be united, even with the differences. But you could work together and live together as in that aspect of unity.
Mm. So do you think, therefore, that our differences, our cultural differences, whatever they might be, add a uniqueness, a specialness to our world?
I really believe it does. Because, for example, in a marriage, or the husband and the wife, if both would be, like, I love to laugh, I'm a very outgoing person, and I'm married to Nestor. And Nestor is the reserved type of a person, and he's just that, he thinks. And if Nestor was just like me, bubbly, and laughing all the time, it would be a boring relationship. But I think that it is a balance, as I would use the term. Like, our differences makes us balanced to live with each other. Like, for example, which is so true with international needs, the people from the Western world are the people that helps the one in the developing countries like the Philippines. On the other hand, we in the developing countries are usually the inspiration, becomes inspiration to the people in the Western world. Because as we go through the difficulties in life, which probably Australians would have never experienced, yet we learn to inspire them, or inspire you people to move on. Because by comparison, the contrast is so great. But then, when you look at our lives together, like on our trip here, I always find that whenever I speak at churches and meet Christian Australians around it, I feel their love and their hospitality. I'm really blessed and encouraged. On the other hand, our lives and our stories also inspire you in such a tremendous way. So we both are uplifted in that situation, and we are both growing in that as well.
We're, as you probably know, a very multicultural society in Australia.
Yes, that's true.
We have people from probably just about every country in the world living in Australia.
Yes.
And that brings its problems, but it also brings, I think, some fantastic strengths.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that it's made the bulk of Australians more tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
It's certainly brought fantastic food.
That is true. I noticed that because when I was here in 1999 and I went to like Coles or Safeway, that was the time that I was looking for ingredients for a certain Filipino dish that I would do for a friend. And I could not find it. So I have to go to an Asian store. But now, on this trip, as I go through the groceries, I always see all of this Asian stuffs there already. And the kind of food that Australians are eating are very, very similar now. And yeah, food was the first thing that really came in.
I feel very spoiled that we have an extraordinary variety of
yes,
food.
Yes, that is true.
And it's a great privilege to be able to enjoy different cultures.
That is true.
What about the other cultural things that that different communities have? I mean, there are cultural traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to share in those, I think, can potentially bring great richness.
Yeah, I believe in that. One of the main culture with the Filipinos is we are really a family base. The Filipinos are family based and we have extended family. We value family unit. And probably because since we live in small confines, like small houses, we are very adaptable. We learn to adapt with probably because we are growing, like we rub elbows with one another anyway in the small house. And those are the things that sometimes Australian women would say, I hope we can have such hospitality, such adaptability. In the Philippines, family plays a major part in our lives. And I believe that that quality could also help Australians as well. And it's just such like you're all used to big houses. Everything was individualistic in some way.
I sometimes wonder whether we are becoming an increasingly intolerant society to noise, for instance, that neighbourhoods will complain about children in a playground at school and they want changes made because they don't like it, or dogs barking in the community, or all sorts of things which suggest that we are kind of becoming more like we want to be an island. And our old people, I don't think are always valued, and I think that developing cultures, like you've said, we can learn a lot from in terms of the value of the family and of the old people.
Yes, yes, yes. Like in our culture, the Filipino culture, it is usually the youngest who takes care of the family when they're old, like who takes care of the parents. And that also, by taking care of the parents, that youngest would have the house. So that is one of our culture. And like Nestor is the youngest in the family. My husband is the youngest. So we were then, it is basically our responsibility to take care of our parents, of his parents. And that we did, we enjoyed this those moments. Though my parents-in-law are now already dead. But my kids just grew up with them and they love their grandma and grandpa. And it was just a great experience. So it was those things that, you know, we value most. And sometimes, like, it's not I'm against nursing home or anything or retirement home, but then I have to understand also that culture. Like, if I come here and see that, it will not shock me because I know it is your culture as well. It is how you care for the elderly. And though the difference is there, yet it still is the same way that we would care for each other, you know. So I believe in that.
You're listening to Women of Hope, and Beth and I will continue our conversation on cultural difference after this. Stay with us.